Okay, we're on the bottom of Chavdal Nam Aleph. Rabba Gozer Tanisha, boy Rachni Loshim Mitra. Rabba made a tainus, daven, and ridden rain. Umrule, Baha Rav Yehuda, Kavi Gozer Tanisha, Osim Mitra. When Rav Yehuda would make a tainus, it would rain. Umrulehu, my avid. So Rabba said, what can I do? Imishum Tinuye, if it's because of learning, Ananda Adifa Minayah, we're better than Rav Yehuda's door. The Bishneid Rav Yehuda called Tinuye bin Ezekin. In the time of Rav Yehuda, they only learned one Seder. They only learned Seder in Ezekin. Hava. Ba'anon, komasnitzim, b'shisa sidrin. We learn all six Sidorim. Could be they learned the other Sidorim also, but it means what they learned, be'iyun, was only Ezekin. I saw another pshat is they used to learn Ezekin, but they didn't, since Ezekin has bad connotations of mazik, so they would learn a different mesechta between each of the mesechtas of Ezekin. They wouldn't learn it straight. And we learn all six Sidorim straight. V'chi havi moti Rav Yehuda ba'uksin. And when Rav Yehuda would come, and here it's clear that they did learn other mesechtas, because Uktzin is not part of Ezekiel. Rav Yehuda would come in the Mishnah, is in Uktzin, and he would learn how Isha Shekoveshes Yerek, Bikidera, V'amri lo Zesim Shekovshim B'Torfei and Tahorin, Omar Havayus to Rav Shmuel Kochazino Hocha. When he would come to the Sugyas in Uktzin, a very difficult Sugyas, Rashi explained what it is, so he would say, I see a lot of difficult machloks in here. And va'anan ko masninim bu'uksin klesar mesifta. And we have 13 yeshivas learning uksin. Or we learn uksin in 13 different drachim. That's another way Rashi learns in what's it called? In somewhere else. So in any case, so l'chara, we're bigger than them in learning. The ilur of Yehuda ki avisholiv chad mesan osi mitra. When Yehuda take off one shoe, it would already rain. Va'anan ka tzadchin and kuliyom of aleka, the ashkech bat. And we can scream the whole day and nobody pays attention to us. So it's not because of learning. Imishum uvda, right? And if it's because he was a bigger tzaddik than me, if somebody knows something about the fact that I did something wrong, let me know. Right? It's not our fault, the Gedolim's fault, it's the generation's fault. And the Gemara says that the reason that Nisim happened to the previous generations, they were Moser Nefesh for Divrei Torah. And Rabba knew that he was Moser Nefesh, so it can't be his fault. So it must be the fault of the generation. Generation isn't roy to have Nisim done. Rashi ben Ezekin Havi, Limudim Hayagadl, Lo Hayagadl Elibus Seder Ezekin. Right? Their major learning was only in Seder Ezekin. Shukoveshes Yerik Bikdeir, Meseches Taharis. Who? The Perik Sheni, Gabi Yodos, Myri, the Kaimalon, called Yodos HaOchlim, in Noga Tumo Behen, Nitmagam HaOchel. So there's a lot of Rishonim, Achronim on this Rashi, because it's not true. This is not Mishnah in Taharas, it's not the Girsa we have, and it has nothing to do with Yodos. It's talking about something else. In any case, but we're not going to go into that. But you should realize it's a very difficult Rashi here. That what it's talking about, Rashi says, is that if you have a vegetable that has edible food and it has other things like a peel or something like that connected to it, so if you touch the peel, the food becomes tamei, even though the peel by itself is not roi l'kabel tumah. It's a yad. It's like a handle to the food. And if, the food becomes tamei, the handle also becomes tamei. So in noga tumah b'hen nitma gam ha'ochel. Hatzorich liyados, the yad machnis u'motzi. A yad brings tuma and spreads tuma. Kidamrina Bor Varota. Mikol ha'ochel, the rabble sayodos. Mikol ha'ochel, not only the part that's edible, but mikol ha'ochel, even the what's it called, the handles. Uktani ha, some isha shikoveshes yeret, the yodosh of ahem tahorim. However, if a woman pickles vegetables, so then the peels or the parts of the vegetable that extend from the vegetable are become very, very soft, and they don't remain with the vegetable. You touch them, they fall off. Then they're not considered a yam anymore. Shiotzeres osom hayodos mishtabros. Because when you pickle them, they become, they break. You can't pick up the vegetable with the handle. Shenishba v'nifzach ha'ochel min hayad machos kvisha. Koveshe shultz belaz. Otzeres. Sheyetze amashkelon. What they do is they press the vegetables to take out the liquid, the yavshu, and then they dry them out. Derech isha bekach koveshes yerek mishum sheyishtamru lishman meruba. That's what they make them, that they're able to be preserved. They dry them out. So, talking about she pressed the vegetables, and by pressing them, you break the handles, and therefore they're not considered handles anymore. So, holin ho'alin v'hakalchin. The handles are like the leaves, stalks, parts that are not edible from the vegetable. The amri lo kimoto le'idach b'perek sheni. Some say when they would come to the Mishnah Perek Sheni of Uktzin, Zeisim shekovshem b'torfeyem, kitargumo ola tarfa, that Zeisim that were nichbash, what's it called? They either means pickled, or like it says over here, they were pressed with their leaves. Alin shalohen dehainu yados. Normally the leaves are considered yados for the Zeisim. Tahorin hayados lavitum la'ochel desulo chazi limahavi beisyad. Once they're pressed or they're pickled, they can't be a beisyad anymore. Havayus Rav Shmuel, omek gadol lohavi nihirule. He just said there's a lot of Torah here, but exactly what it was, they didn't go into. We have 13 yeshivas learning Uktzin. Or Rashi, somewhere else, says that they have 13 different ways of learning everything in Uktzin. If Rav Yehuda would take off his shoe as a sign that he was afflicted, upset, whatever, because of the matzav, a rain would come immediately. The chazi midi chas v'sholem be'uf de bishi. Somebody knows they did something wrong, and because of that, I'm not zocha to make it rain, so let me know. Okay. Rav Yehuda chaza hano betray the havikah partsi berifter. Rav Yehuda saw two people playing around with bread, throwing bread one to the other. Omer shmami no ikasova bialma. He said it's obviously too much food in the world. People are taking it, dealing with the food lightly. So he put his eyes on these people, and there was a famine. He wanted to punish them, that they should realize that to appreciate food. But the Maisa, since it wasn't only their problem, but they did it because everybody was feeling like that, so they din came on the whole country, the whole world. Omer le Rabbanu Rav Kahana, Bereit Rav Nechunya, Shmaya, Ashami Mar Deshchiach Kamei, So Rabbanan said to Rav Kahana, the son of Rav Nechunya, who was his shamus, the shamus of Rav Yehuda, right? He said to him, see to it, they didn't want to go tell Rav Yehuda that he caused the famine. So I guess they were afraid of him also, what would he do to them? So he told them, see to it that he goes out and sees what's going on in the shuk. Asye v'nofek l'shuka. So he found some excuse to make Rav Yehuda go out the door that led to the shuk. Chosek knufye. He saw people gathered around some place in the shuk. Omer lehu mayhai. What's going on here? Omer lehi akuspa de tamri kaimi to come his daven. Everybody's gathering around to try to buy a small container of dates. In other words, there's not a lot of food. People are vying to buy some dates. Omar shmami no kafimam. He said, I see that there's famine in the world. Omar le v'shamayi shlok di masani. So he told his shamas, take off one of my shoes. Sholof lechad masana v'osim mitra. Took off his shoe, and because he was he felt bad, right, the Rabban Shalom did him a favor and made it rain. Kimoto le mishlo fachrin. He wanted to take off the second shoe, right? So Leo came and said, if you take off the second shoe, the Rebbe should destroy the world. There's going to be so much rain, it's going to be a flood. And there's two pshatim over here. One is that Leo wanted to save him from the bother of taking off the second shoe. And others that Taka, if he would have taken off the second shoe, it would have meant that now he wants the rains to be differently or whatever. And since he was matriach the Rabban Shalom once, this would have been a reason to bring down Midas Adin. Okay, Om Rab Mori Bereder Bashmuel. Rab Mori, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Shmuel's daughters were raped by Goyim, and the father was a Goy. So can't call him the son of the father, so they call him the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Ano havikamina aguda denar papa. I was standing on the bank of the river of papa. Chazoyle maloche de idmule malchi. The komaisi chala will malunu la arve voyakimcha de smida. I saw angels who looked like sailors that were bringing sand, filling up the boats with sand, and it turned into flour. Because there was a famine, there was no food, and here there was a nace that happened. Malachim were bringing food, the sand that turned into flour. Asu kulei amal lemizban. Everybody came to buy flour. Amar lehu meholo sizmo, the maisa nisim ho. So he said, don't buy from here. You're not allowed to be the hand of a maisa nisim. And I saw this came from nisim. And lemacher ashen arvi dechitin. And the next day, taka boats came filled with grain. The parzina of ar dechiti de parzina came from this place called the parzina. Okay. Rashi. Hartzi berifta zorkim also zelazet. They were throwing the bread around one to the other. And there's a machlokus, Rashi and Tosfos, if what's it called, they're allowed to throw bread or not. Right. One of them holds that throwing bread bichlal is also. It's a zilzul in the bread. Others hold you can only not throw bread in a place where it'll get ruined. If you throw it in a place it won't get ruined, it's okay. Some people have the minute to throw the motzi, dafka zecher to the korbanos, which they threw onto the mizbeach, because there was a space between the kevesh and the mizbeach, so they throw the basar of the korbanos on the mizbeach, and the shulchan's like a mizbeach. Some people dafka throw the thing of the mochi to the people on the table. But that's in a place where it's not going to get ruined. And you're not doing it as a zilzal, you're doing it for a reason. Now, siya yasenu shi'etzi l'chutz. Make it that he should go out and into the shuk. Akus to the tamri, al kli molei tzmarim, o psova shol tzmarim. Either it was a kli full of dates, or they were trying to buy date pits. That's how bad it was. Ka'amino anar papa, Hahu Yuma the Oved Rav Yehuda Hachi. That day that Rav Yehuda did this, and he was mispalo that the famine should stop. So first a nace happened, and they changed the sand into flour. Chalacho the smida solis the hein atzman mochrin also. And these angels were selling the flour. Omer lehu meisenisim. He said, don't be nehenah for that. V'mada efshu esrachik meisenisim yoser tovenacha. What you can avoid. Having hana from mice and nisim because they take off from your zechuyos. Better to avoid it. Mashman's not asr. So they make a difference between a nace that happened to an individual, there it's asr to be nehenah. And a nace that happened to the rabbin, there it's mutter, but it's preferable not to. The parzina mako. So they brought what's it called wheat from in boats from this place called parzina. Okay. The Malachim had Rachmanis, but what's it called? The Lamais, for them to be, what was it, Rava? Mori, right? He said, what's it called? Even though the Malachim had Rachmanis, we shouldn't benefit from it.
What about the Mon?
The Mon wasn't an ace. That was done directly by the Rabban Shem for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar to show them a lesson that we said a few days ago, that there's you don't get your schluz taken away, because then a Kiddush Hashem comes from. Rava ikla lahagronia. Rava went to Hagronia, gozer tanisa. He made a tainis, v'lo asemitra, and didn't rain. Amar lahu bisu kuleyam v'tanisaychu, right? Remain fasting overnight. Lamachar, next morning, amar lahu miika dechazi chelm. Did anybody have a dream? Lema, let him tell what the dream was. Amar lahu belozer mehagronia ledidi akrun bechelmi. I had a dream. And in my dream, they called out the following to me in the dream. Sholing tov the rav tov. Give good greetings to a good rav. Mi ribon tov from a good master, the mituvio meitiv liame, who from his goodness he does good to his nation. Omer shmami no eis ratzon he, says, see from that dream, that's an eis ratzon. And mi boy rachmi vasi mitra. So they daven and now attack it rained. The Chassam Sofer says, what's Shalom Tov, the Rav Tov? Good peace, it's not all peace is good. And not all Rabbonim are good. Right? Shalom Tov, the Rav Tov means sometimes the Rav brings peace because he doesn't say anything. He doesn't give people Musa. That's not good. A Rav Tov is somebody who there's still peace and still he gives Musa. Okay, so that's That's why it says Larav Tov. Okay. Ahu Gavra di Chayiv Nagdo Bebeidina de Rava. There was a person who was Chayiv Malkus in the Beis Din of Rava, Mishum de Boal Kusis, because he had relations with a Goya. Nagde Rava Umis. So Rava gave him Malkus and he died. Ishtama Milsa Be Shvur Malka. So they heard in the, by the government, Shvur Malka was the king of Persia, heard that Rava killed somebody. Bolitzure la Rava, they wanted to harm Rava, right, for killing somebody without the reshus of the Malchus. Omrele Ifra Hurmiz, Eime de Shvur Malka. So Ifra Hurmiz, Ifra Rashi says means Yofi, and Hurmiz is the name of a shade. She was beautiful as a shade, as a demon. So Eima de Shvur Malka, she was the mother of Shvur Malka, Librosh, said to her son, Lola havi loch esek dvorim bahavi udoi, don't start up with the Jews. The chol man, the boy, memrayu, yoiflu. Whatever they ask for from God, he gives them. Omer lo mahi, boy in rachim vashi mitri. So what do you mean? Whatever they ask for, they get. He said, you'll see. They daven for rain, it rains. Omer lo ahu mishum dezim de mitrahu. He says, that's no raya. So don't be impressed with them. They daven for rain in the rainy season. So it rains. They're not because of them. Eli boy rachmi ho idna betuvas tamas leisi mitra. Let's see if they daven in the summer for rain, if it rains. Sholchale la Rava, kovin daitoch the boy rachmi leisi mitra. So they sent Rava, he Shvur Malka sent Rava, you should daven and make it rain now in the summer. Boy rachmi veloasim mitri. Daven, and it didn't rain. Omer lefon ribon sholalu. Elohim bozneinu shamanu avoseinu siprulanu. Poel po'alta b'yameyam b'meikedem v'anu b'yneinu lo ra'inu. He said, Pasuk in Tillim, Rabbanu Shem, we heard what you used to do, all these nisim, but we ourselves didn't see it. Osa mitra. So the mice of rain came. Ad shofech marzav in tzipori l'digelis. Until it rained so much that the sewers in Tzipori drained out into the river Digelis. Osa avua ischazali b'chelme. So his father, the father of what's it called, of Rava, came to him in a dream. What are you bothering the Rabbanu Shem to do nisim for you, to make it rain in what you could have found other ways of avoiding Shvur Malka. You didn't have to make miracles. So he said, change your place. In other words, sleep in a different bed. Next day he got up and he saw that there were knives in the place where he normally slept. It could be from Shadim that wanted to damage him. Let's see Rashi. Akron, Hikruni Hayisi Kori Bechalomi. What's it called? In my dream, they made me read the following greeting. Nagda Malkus. Rava gave Malkus to this guy who lived with a Goya. Ifra Hurmis Kachshma. That was her name. Ifra chen yofi shedim hayola. She had the beauty of demons. Because Hurmiz, Rashi says in other places, Hurmiz is a name of a shade. Mayi, my oved lahu. Omrele, the chol emes, the boy mitra. So the mother said, don't start up with the Jews, because whatever they daven for, they get. So Shvur Malka said, what does that mean? How do you know that? She said, because they pray for rain, and it rains. Omrele, the chol emes, the boy mitra. Zim the mitru, so Shvur Malka wasn't impressed. He said, yeah, they daven for rain when it's supposed to rain. Vafil lo boy, no miyos, and if even they didn't daven, it would have rained. Sholchale la Rava, derachmane la Rava. She, what's it called? She had rachmanis on Rava, so she said Rava and said, prove to my son that you can make it rain even in the summer. Avoseinu sipru lanu poil poal to be a man, we make kevin, shayisim machlem nisim. You used to do nisim, we didn't see it with our eyes, we heard about it. Show us the same thing. Avishofich marzve de tzipori, the waters overflowed from the sewers, until they ran into the river. The Digelis or Narchidekel. The Narchidekel is called the Digelis in Aramaic. Ashne mitoscha, al tishka mitoscha alaya. Don't sleep in your regular bed tonight. Bisakini, shirotsu shedim lahorgo. Shedim wanted to kill him. Because he made the Rabbanu Shalom have to do nisim. Chotkwes mitoscha, they cut up his bed. V'hainu gamrin b'shchita schul, the perik hazroa, v'le karyu ala Rava, the Gemara over there says, let's call Rava, Rabba Nazir, Rabba was in Cherem. Lo Matzino lo Nazifa b'chol Hashas. We don't find that Rabba was put into Cherem anywhere else except here. Ela b'zeh ma'isa, shabike shaksham et metam u'shol tzorech. So they were Menazif, Rabba, and for a while he was in Cherem. Rapapa gozer tanisa velo asa mitra. Rapapa made a tainis and didn't rain. Cholash libe, he got chalisha sadas, he felt embarrassed. Sora pinka de daisa, because he got weak from the embarrassment, he ate a little bit. He ate a little bit of daisa, of cereal. Uboy rachmi velo asa mitra. And then he davened again and it didn't rain. Omerle Rav Nachman Barushpasti, so Rav Nachman Barushpasti says to him, he saw if Mar Pinchas Risa, if he had a little bit more grain, the day saw a Samitra, maybe it'll rain. So some say he was making fun of him. In other words, you couldn't even fast. Right? You had to break your fast. Maybe you break your fast again, maybe then it'll rain. So the reason he did that is to make him feel bad, because he knew if he felt bad, then it was like a rain. Or he was telling him like this, obviously you didn't feel good, so you probably couldn't daven with Kavana because you didn't feel good. So you had to eat. If you eat a little bit more, you'll be able to daven with more kavana, and then the rain will come. So he wasn't making fun of him. He was telling something serious. So Osi Mitra, tak it rained. Ichsif v'cholish v'ayti v'osim. He got embarrassed from the fact that he had broken his fast because he didn't feel good. And tak it, then it rained. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza haviko ozul b'urcha. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was traveling. Osi Mitra, and it was raining. Omer lefana ribono shalom, kol olam kula benachas, everybody's happy because it's raining. V'chanina b'tzar, and I should be b'tzar, I can't get to walk in the rain. Posek mitra, so the rain stopped. And they say it's talking that the world didn't need the rain. They were benachas, they were all in their houses, and they didn't really need the rain for their crops. Memela wasn't terrible to stop raining for a while. Kimot lebesi, otherwise Rabchini Mendoza wouldn't have davened that the whole world should suffer, they needed rain, and they should suffer, so he should be comfortable. So when he got home, Omer Lefon Ribono Shalom, Kolom Kula Bitzar, now they take a need the rain. The Chanina Benachas, and now I'm happy, I'm comfortable. Also Mitra, so the rain started again. Omer of Yosef, my Ahanyale Salusa, the Kohen Gadol, Gabi Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Right? The Kohen Gadol's Tfilas didn't have any effect against Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. The Snan says in Yuma, Hayim Espal Tfila Katsorves Achitzon, that when the Kohen Gadol would go out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would say a short tefillah, not long, because the people shouldn't think that he died in there, right? But a short tefillah, my matzli, what was that short tefillah? Rovin bar Oda, v'rava bar Ado, Adamri Tarvayu, Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, Yihirasum fonecho Hashem Elokeinu, Shetei Ashon Azu Geshuma u'Shechuna. This year should be a hot, rainy year. So it's the opposite. It's hot, it's not rainy, it's rainy, it's not hot. Shchuna mal yisohi, right? Hot is a good, is something good. Adarav, a grayusohi, right? It's not good if it's a hot year. Ela im shchuna tegeshuma. If it's going to be hot, it should at least be rainy to take away the heat. Utlula, it should be a humid year. Ve'al yikonis lefanecha tefilas over drachim. And people who are traveling, who daven, it shouldn't rain, the Rabban Shem shouldn't listen to their tefilas. So the Kohen Gadol made an antidote to the tefillas of tefillas is a metzias. It has an effect. So the Kohen Gadol tried to stop the effect of the tefillah of Ovrei Drachim who would daven that shouldn't rain. And you see, Rav Chaim Mendoza, the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol didn't help. That his tefillas were accepted and it did stop raining for him. Rav Acha Berei de Rava Messiah Mishmei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Acha Berei de Rava said that the Kohen Gadol added to that tefillah the following. Lo Ye'odi Ovid Shulta Mibideis Yehuda, Ve'alyu Amcha Yisrot Tzrichim Espar Zem Yizeh. That the Malchus should not leave from the Shevet Yehuda, and Klal Yisrot shouldn't need to be an Esparnis one from the other. They shouldn't need tzedakah, right? They shouldn't have to even, what's it called, do business one with the other. They should be able to get their parnasa from Goy. Velola amach. They shouldn't be dependent on other people, not one to the other and not to other nations. And the reason he said, why do you say this in Aramaic? Lo ya'avi ovid shulten v'yehuda. There's a pasuk, lo yosur shevet mi'yehuda. So why do you say it in Hebrew? Because he didn't have a sefer with him. You're not allowed to say psukim bal peh. So he said it in Aramaic. Okay. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Bechol Yom V'Yom Bas, Kol Yotzei Svomeres, Kol Olam Kulo Nizom B'Shvil Chanina V'Ni, The Chanina Bini Daya Bekav Charuv Mer Shabbos Lo Shabbos. A Baskol calls out every day and says the whole world eats in the schus of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. But Chanina Mendoza doesn't need for himself any shefa. For him, it's enough kav charuvim. One kav of charuvim, and the Mefarshim show how a kav of charuvim was enough for the meals that he ate during the week, and according to some, the Shabbos meals, and he used to fast every day, or he used to fast Mondays and Thursdays, didn't eat then, and the other days he ate two meals, and those days he only ate one meal at night. Or that what's it called, that not including the Shabbos meals. Shabbos meals he didn't eat charuvim, he ate bread. He had to eat bread on Shabbos. So it's not including his Shabbos meals. The meals during the week were enough for kav charuvim. Okay, Rashi. Rav Papa gozer tanesa cholish libe toy midi boy rachmi velo asa mitra. He sorif mar chada pincha de daisa miloshin sorfa chaya. The word sorif means to swallow something, to eat something. You eat it, swallow it raw. Pincha mole kaf. Pincha is a fistful. Kemo malachayich pinchi. Daisa, thrice, blaz, is a cereal. Ulechucha komerle. He meant to make fun of him in order that he should be embarrassed and then the rain would come. Hachimishum de toim bereshav, a hother boy rachmi. Right? You broke your fast and then you daven, you expect it to rain. Maybe you'll break your fast again. Maybe then it'll rain. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, Tanahu. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was a Tana. Kolam kula b'tzar, shemavak shemayim l'sadoseim. Everybody needs water for their field, right? And I'm benachas, shani yoshim b'vesi. I'm safe in my house. V'eni tzorek l'kshom, v'shem l'sadoseim. I don't need the rain. I don't have any fields. Ma hanyu l'etzlusa de Kohen Gadol, k'shoyim mispal t'vila k'tzorek v'mekipurim. When the Kohen Gadol would show you, Omer, al yikonish l'fanecha t'vilas over yidrachim. When the Kohen Gadol would say his t'vila, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the Rabban Shem shouldn't listen to the tefillahs of travelers, that it shouldn't rain, the Rabbi Chanina Mavatel Elitzlusei Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Chanina's tefillah was stronger than the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Shafal Pikein, Shoma Kodesh Baruch Hu tefillah, also Pasuk Mitra. The Rabban Shem listened to him and the rain stopped. Shchuna Chama, Hat, Kamo Chamosi Ra'isi Or, Tirgim Yonos Muzil, Shchinas. Shchinas is the Aramaic for heat. Im shchuna tege shuma, kshichama, if it's a hot year, tzricha arsik shomim ma'od v'tadir. Then, in order that the ground shouldn't dry out, you need a lot of rain. Bas kol yotzis v'omeres kol olam kulo v'lo gasin me'archorev. Bas kol me'archorev is a different mission in Pirkei Avos, not here. Kav charuvim me'erev Shabbos v'erev Shabbos. Kol ha'shabbos ha'inizim b'kach. This whole week, he got his food from one kav of charuvim. Chosor lechem hoyo misgalgul hoyo b'charuvim. Right, he was a poor person, didn't have food to eat, and he subsisted on, what's it called, on boxer.